God loves me anymore. Not after I lied to my mom and dad. I do too much bad stuff.
There's nothing you can do to stop God from loving you. His love lasts forever. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. Have you ever wondered if God could stop loving you? When I was younger, I thought that God might give up on me if I wasn't a good enough Christian. But thankfully, that's not how it works. God's love doesn't depend on what we do. God's love is based on His goodness and mercy. Here's how it's explained in Jude, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting expectantly for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life. Now, let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Ocean of Love. It was a beautiful day for a picnic at the beach. The Patel family spread out a blanket and put up sun umbrellas in their favorite spot. Then Mira and Priya dashed for the water, but Ari looked fearfully at the waves.
The water is so scary today, he murmured.
Oh, come on in, called Mira. The waves are fun. Don't be scared. But Ari shook his head. He sat down on the beach and began to build a sandcastle.
Dad, he began hesitantly.
His voice trembled as he continued.
I feel awful inside. I don't think God loves me anymore.
God has never quit loving you for a minute in your whole life, Dad said, turning to look at him. What makes you think he has?
Well, my Bible club verse this week says, keep yourselves in the love of God. That must mean I have to do stuff to keep God loving me, but I don't think I've done that.
Ari looked at the ground.
I'm sure I haven't. I lied to you and Mom one day last week, remember?
Yes, but you confessed that to us and we forgave you, said Dad. When you confess your sin to God, He forgives you too. God never stops loving you.
Dad waved a hand toward the ocean. God's love is something like the ocean. Just think of how much water there is out there, but you're not enjoying any of it.
Why not?
Because the waves are so big and they scare me.
Exactly. So you're not in it, said Dad. Your fear of the big waves keeps you from enjoying the water, and your fear that God is unhappy with you is keeping you from enjoying His love. But His love for you is there just as it's always been.
But what about that verse? Asked Ari.
The Bible doesn't say, keep God loving you, said Dad. It says, keep yourselves in the love of God. There's nothing you could ever do to make God stop loving you, Ari. Jesus died for you so you could live without fear, knowing your sins are forgiven. His love for you is always there. To enjoy it, remember that you are His child and that nothing can separate you from Him.
Well, what about you? Do you ever wonder if God still loves you when you sin? Maybe you cheated, lied, or made fun of someone, or maybe you did something else you knew that was wrong. God always loves you, and nothing you do will ever change that.
He loves you so much that Jesus died for you so your sins could be forgiven and you could have eternal life with Him. Confess your sin to Him and accept His forgiveness, and then enjoy the ocean of love He has for you.
Our key verse is found in the New Testament book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 21.
Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting expectantly for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life.
And our key thought for today, God never stops loving you. There's even more great music and programs for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. Well, my name is Zach, and I'm glad that you joined me today on Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.